Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
When you're down and troubled and you need a helping hand.
We're back. It's 12 after.
And nothing's going right.
I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. A Sweet Baby James on vocals there. Great song. One of my favorites. My website is www.jbsba.com. Don't forget, it's small business heaven. Hundreds of articles, hundreds, actually way more than 1,000 now, pushing 2,000 archives. You can also find out more about the resources that that our Brain Trust members offer, the books and the products that they offer, the things that that I've spent the last 6.5 years weeding out for you, people that I think are really great folks, worthy of you reading or listening to whatever they have to say. And one of the things that I'd like to point out, the way I'd like for you to think about the people who are in the Brain Trust, the way I'd like for you to think about the things that they offer, is not me saying this is what you need, these people are who you need to do business with, or anything like that. It's a place, they're a place to start. And that's the way I like to think about it. In fact, I've had a number of my audience over the years have said to me, you know, thank you for getting us started with something, with a project, with a new area that they want to learn about. And that's what we do. For example, you know, Russell Brown's going to be on just a little bit, and he's got books and products available about buying and selling a business. Well, if you're buying or selling a business, or you're thinking about it, you know, you need to do some homework. You need to do a little some due diligence, and so you know, start with Russell. He's our guy. I recommend him, but start with him, and then go look at somebody else. Go look at what somebody else offers. And make up your mind, but at least what we're doing is we're giving you a place to start. And that's the way I like to think about the new resources section of our website. And so I hope you'll go check that out. It's available right there. It's free. And a lot of good information there. A little bit more opportunity to find out about the authors and the providers of these resources, even than Amazon gives you. Amazon does a good job of getting you inside of the book, but when it comes to knowing a little bit about the authors and the providers of these resources, we go the extra mile with that, because we also give you the opportunity to listen to most of these folks and through the archives, and maybe even to read some of the articles that they've written, so you get to know them a little bit better. So when you get a chance, check it out, and there's no, as I say, there's no expense. It's all free to you, thanks to me and my organization and our wonderful sponsors. I want to talk about some resolutions regarding the personal side of our small businesses. Now, you've heard me say many times before that the line between our personal life and our corporate life as business owners, as small business owners, is very, very fine. Being a small business owner and trying to have a life weaves a very, very fine seam that most of the time, many, many times in our life, is almost imperceptible. And we have to really focus on, it's a lot harder for us to gain and maintain balance in our lives. I'm not saying it's hard, although it can be. I'm not saying it's impossible, because it's not. But it is harder for us, I think, than it is for somebody who's an employee. Even the most dedicated employees truly can say, well, you know, it's not my capital on the line. It's not, you know, as much my future as it is my boss's, the owner of this company, the man or the woman who's put everything that they ever had, everything that they have, and everything that they will have on the line. And what that looks like, folks, is when a small business owner borrows money from a bank, they don't only sign as the president of the company, they sign as an individual. They have to double sign it. 99 times out of 100, that's the case. So everything that they have had and they have and that they will have pretty much is on the line. And so when you get to that level of commitment, then it really makes that line get dimmer and harder and harder to see between when I transition from being the owner of my company to just me and me sitting in my recliner or me on vacation or me, you know, taking a day off or me in church or me with friends or me with my family or whatever the personal side of my life is, it's harder to get those areas differentiated. And you might say, well, you named all those things, all those places that are not part of your work, church, home, friends' homes, restaurants, that kind of thing, another town. You named all those places that you go that your business isn't. Well, you know what? That's not really true. Because wherever you are, your business is there. It's inside of you. It's inside of your head. And so it's really difficult to really, I know my kids, when my kids were growing up, we'd be at the dinner table and all of a sudden one of them would snap their fingers and say, "Hey Dad, come back to the table." And sure enough, I hadn't been gone from work more than 45 minutes maybe until I was sitting at the dinner table and I was already, you know, things got quiet and I drifted off into a problem that I needed to solve or an opportunity I needed to take advantage of. They could see that my eyes were glazed over and I was back at work. Mentally, not physically, but I was back at work. Might as well have been physically. And so we really have to work double hard. We have to work harder than most to be able to really separate those things, to separate the differences between our businesses, between when we are a business owner and when we're just us. And one of the ways I think to do that, one of the best ways I think to do that, is to learn how to define success. To have many, many ways in our lives to define success. I really believe that, I know that that's helped me to have a little more balance in my life. And when we come back after these messages, I'm going to tell you what I mean by that and how to do it. It works for me. I hope it'll work for you. 20 after. Stay with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. I'll be right back. We're back. It's 23 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. I'm glad you're here. I'm talking about how to gain and maintain balance in our lives. This is a personal resolution that I want all of us to focus on a little bit more, to resolve to get more balance in our lives, to separate our business, to be able to develop a mechanism, however you wanted to think of it, to be able to click off the business as much as possible and click on the personal life. One of the things that happens to us is if we only define success as money and stuff, which is what we expect to get from our companies, if we only think of success in terms of money and stuff, then it's going to be harder and harder to separate business and personal. And the reason is because our businesses are, as much as we love our businesses, there will be times in your life as a small business owner, and those of you who've been doing this will agree with me, when the business will let you down, when you'll hate the business. You'll still love what you do. I'm not saying you won't love being in the tire business or the car business or manufacturing or distribution. You'll love that. You'll never stop loving that, probably. But the business itself will let you down because there'll be cash flow problems, there'll be banking problems, there'll be employee challenges, there'll be customers who, you know, who will give you challenges and headaches and et cetera, et cetera. I mean, competitors, big ones, little ones, middle-sized ones. There'll be times when those things will, when the business will let you down. It'll make you unhappy. And if you can't, and if all you've been focusing on in terms of success, if you're only, the only way you can define success is through money and stuff, then that, those are going to be unhappy days for you. Because when your business lets you down, you need to be able to switch over in your mind while you're at business, while you're in your business. You know, remember earlier when I was talking about being at dinner and that my family could tell that I was still back at the business? Well, in your business, when things really start closing in on you, think about successes that you've got other places. When you're feeling pretty much like a failure because you got some problems making payroll, or you can't make a bank payment, or you know, a competitor, you just lost a sale to a competitor, and all those things are going to happen. If you're a small business owner for very long, all those things will happen, and more. But if you can't say, when you're thinking to yourself, well, I'm just a failure, if you can't switch over and say, well, you know what, wait a minute, that's not true. Today, I've got problems with my company, but at this very moment, I've got a wonderful family. I've got beautiful children. They're healthy. I've got great friends. I've got a wonderful faith life. I've got a great faith community, a church or a synagogue or whatever is in your life, in your faith life. I've got all those things. I'm a healthy person. I've got my health. My family is healthy. I live in a wonderful country that's free. Whatever you can, however you can learn how to define success. I'm a successful dad or a successful mom. I'm a successful, pick one, volunteer. Learn how to find things in your life where you can identify success. Learn how to define success in your life as more than just money and stuff. And I know I've said this many times before, and you've heard me say this before, but I'm going to say it again, because I think it's one of the most important things that I say to myself. If you can't be happy without money and stuff, you won't be happy with money and stuff. Money and stuff don't give you happiness. They only give you options. I'm going to say this again. It'll be on the test. Money and stuff don't provide you with happiness. They only provide you with options. The happiness, you have to find yourself. And if you can't find it without money and stuff, you won't find it with it. That's just, I believe that with all my heart. In my long years that I've logged on this earth, that's what I've determined. And I believe it more every day. And so I encourage you to learn how to identify. I know you're already successful. You don't have to learn how to be successful in those other things. You just need to learn how to identify them. So that when you are faced with extreme challenges in your business, those challenges aren't the only things that you can think about and to be happy about. And I believe that the more you're able to define success and define happiness in things other than your business, the better you will be at running your business. The better you'll be at dealing with those business challenges. The more likely you will be to be able to handle those things and to turn those challenges into opportunities. I believe that. I think I've proven it in my life. And I've seen other people doing it better than I even do it. So think about that. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. I'll take a quick break. I'll be right back with our good friend, Russell Brown, right after these messages. This show is brought to you by IBM and Office Depot. Here's Sly and the Family Stones to take us off.
In Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.